Fastlane on 101 ESPN with Chris Ranji and Brad Thompson. I'm Anthony Stalter. Let's head to the Brown Equipment Celebrity Line. We're joined by Ricky Horton, former Cardinals pitcher, teammate of Brad's at Fox Sports Midwest. Ricky, how you doing these days?
I'm doing great, guys. Good to be with you this afternoon.
It's great to be with you as well. Well, we know that we're going to have baseball in July. We eliminated hope from our vocabulary, Ricky, so we're not going to say we're hoping for baseball next month. We're just going to push through. We are going to have baseball. We were talking earlier in the show today about the fork in the road for certain Cardinals players. Which player in 2020 do you feel as though is at a fork in the road this season for the Cardinals?
I might say there's several. I mean, I think that's always true every year to start, and I think this year is going to be even more dramatic in that sense because you're only playing 60 games, so you better get off to a good start. I really do think it's a kind of make or break year for Tyler O'Neill. That's the guy that pops into my mind first and foremost. He's got such a big upside, but you know, we just haven't seen enough of him to know, is that going to translate to the big leagues? Is it going to be a 30, 40 home run guy? I mean, I'm talking about a full season, of course. So I kind of think of him. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what he can do. I know he shortened his swing in spring training. So he's the guy I'm going to say cautiously optimistic about. And you know, as you say, we're excited because we're actually talking about a baseball season, but we've learned in 2020 that things change pretty darn quickly.
No doubt. Ricky, another guy that we were talking about just with the fork in the road, we spent a little time on, and I'd love to get your take on him as well, is Alex Reyes. The last couple of years, we know the injuries that he's dealt with, only 7 big league innings in the last 2 seasons. What do you see when you see Alex Reyes?
You know, it's interesting, Brad. The fork in the road, I guess, is a pretty popular place right now because I would agree with you. I think that's a great guy to be talking about because Alex, you know, so there's optimism again about Alex Reyes, but, you know, he didn't show well in spring training. I saw him pitch when he was younger, and he just about popped my eyes out of socket. I mean, he's incredible in what he can do when he's right. But he's just, you know, he's had so many setbacks. So certainly a critical year for him in terms of his age. And, you know, it's an odd year for everybody, but it's a year, you know, I do think, Brad and guys, I think, you know, it's a year that, you know, we're going to have 5 guys that we're going to be talking about that we haven't even heard of before, for goodness sakes, that are going to show well in 60 games. And then there's that won't even be talked about. And, you know, it's what 60 game schedule does for you. And I think the same may be true about in terms of the playoffs, actually, that I think there'll be teams in the playoffs that we do not expect. I mean, we could have a Cincinnati Red, Chicago White Sox World Series. I'm not predicting that, but I'm just saying it's possible. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen this year? But, you know, there's several guys on the Cardinals, and Reyes would be one of those that, you know, really needs to kind of show, does he belong there or not?
What is it like, and for somebody who's been through spring training before, you know, a lot in your lifetime, what do you think this is like, you know, for a player to have like half of a spring, have to stop, and then have to sit there for several months? You know, you can work out on your own, but you can't be with your team. Now you're going to get back out there and train. You might have some exhibition games at the end of this, or you're going to play intra-squad games. Like, I mean, how does a player go through something like this and truly get ready to play regular season baseball when it's over?
Well, there's some oddities to this, and that's a great question. And I think Brad can attest to the fact that there are times where you'd go through just an all-star break. And what was that, 4 days, 5 days? And you come back, especially as pitchers, and you think, I wonder how I used to throw my slider. I mean, four days off is really complicated. And some guys would come back after an all-star break, and they wouldn't have the same feel of their pitches. And there would be hitters that would not have the same timing. I mean, even 4 days off can throw off a player. And that's not to say the players aren't good at adapting. They're great at adapting. But, I mean, we're talking about being top-level, best player in the world-level stuff. And so to have some days off is one thing. But to have 3 months off, I mean, I just think that's going to really reshuffle the deck a little bit in terms of who's going to be the most ready. And I don't really have a good way of handicapping that. And I do think it's a challenge, but again, players love challenges.
Ricky Horton is our guest here in the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Rick, I said last week that the Cardinal under the most pressure in 2020 probably isn't a player. It's Mike Schilt, because he's got to juggle the playing time for the outfield under just 60 games, as opposed to 162, which was going to be tough enough, and he's going to deal with the pitching, which you guys were just discussing. How much pressure do you think is on Mike Shildt this year to try to win games and also see it through with some of these players' development?
Well, I'm going to channel my inner Tony La Russa first and say that, you know, pressures makes diamonds. That's what Tony used to say. And he thought pressure was actually a good thing because it actually kind of worked towards you performing at your best. Now, I'm not sure every player and every manager and every coach and every general manager would agree with it, that's the best way for them to perform well. But that was Tony's mantra. And so there's going to be pressure. Actually, there's going to be pressure from game one. I think we're going to feel like, and it is true, that we're going to be like August baseball. We're going to start out, you know, and everybody's tied, and we're almost in the pennant race, for goodness sake. September baseball feel is going to happen very quickly, and I think there's going to be kind of a lot of tension, and I certainly think the managers are going to feel that. If you start off 2-8, you're going to start talking about 2021 in a hurry, and nobody wants to do that, for goodness sakes. So I think the managers are going to be under some pressure to perform quickly, to get their players to perform quickly. One thing that John Mozeliak pointed out last week about Mike Shildt is that he has some experience managing in the minor leagues, where you're managing half seasons. And that's what we would do in the minor leagues. You'd play half seasons. So you're playing for the first half championship, second half championship. And so there's a little bit of urgency that kind of comes along with that might bode well for him.
Ricky, we know that the Cardinals' offense last year was lackluster. It was the biggest question mark coming into this season before the pandemic shut down everything. And it's still a question when the season does pop up again here at the end of July. That being said, we saw the Cardinals last year be very aggressive on the base pass. They stole a lot of bags. Mm-hmm. They put runners in motion. Do you believe that that's going to be a part of their MO again this season, is just the pushing it, the aggressiveness on the base pass? Do you think that Mike Shildt will try to lean that direction again?
Yeah, so I've actually been thinking about that, Brad, the last couple of days. I think baseball might do that. You know, the kind of, you know, I saw Derek Gould wrote a thing about, you know, get them on, get them over, get them in, which is, you know, people been doing that since Ty Cobb, for goodness sakes. But I think when you're playing 60 games, you know, you get a runner on first base, you're all of a sudden thinking again, like you'd think in September baseball and pennant race baseball. You know, we better win this game because we don't want to start out 0-1 because there's only 59 left. So, I mean, maybe that's too much of a panic. It's not that much of a sprint, but it'll feel like that pretty quickly. And I think the idea of manufacturing runs, whether it's by speed or by, you know, hit and run or whatever, however you handle the work on the base pass, I think base running will be as important now as ever before when you're talking about a 60-game schedule. I think, you know, talent kind of wins out in 162 games, but in 60 games, it's who's hot, who's making it happen, who's getting it done, and I think running and defense are both part of that.
If there's somebody on offense that could carry this team for the 60-game season, I think the obvious choice would be Paul Goldschmidt. But is there somebody in this lineup that you think, and even if it's somebody who wasn't in the lineup last year, I mean, anybody they've got, that could end up making a bigger impact than we think they will?
Well, there's two guys that come to my mind. And the first one is actually kind of maybe an obvious choice in some ways, with Matt Carpenter. And I only say that about Matt Carpenter because I like what I saw from him from spring training. I know he worked with Lance Berkman in the offseason, and we know what his upside is over a 60-game schedule. And so that's what I'm thinking about right now. I'm not thinking about kind of what he hit last year or the year, and I know all of the struggles of Matt that he's had in the last year and a half. But I mean, you get him right, and he can carry a team. So he's got that kind of an upside. So I think that's a possibility. The guy I'm most kind of intrigued about is maybe being a, you know, one of those names that people will say, who's that? Lane Thomas. I do think Lane Thomas, as he carries himself as a player, walking around the ballpark and what he does, you know, he just looks like a big leaguer to me. And I don't really know how to describe that other than I think he's got some upside that maybe is raw. But could flourish in this kind of a moment. And, you know, I look for maybe some things from Lane Thomas.
Ricky, I'm with you on that one. These guys don't agree about Lane Thomas.
That's
I've been
true.
Hyping up Lane Thomas
okay.
for months, and they just scoff
that's
at me,
okay.
Ricky.
And you know what? By the way, isn't that fun, guys, that we can be disagreeing and talking about something that isn't so heavy, for goodness sake?
Really,
I mean, whether Lane Thomas... or the Lane Thomas's, you know, Stan Musial or, you know, Stan down the street. I mean, it's just nice to be able to have a conversation about baseball. That's one of the things I'm most excited about, is that for the Cardinal fan base, for the state of Missouri, for our country, for our world, to be talking about something that's a little more benign than some of the stuff that we've been dealing with the last 3 months.
Well said, Ricky. Thank you so much for taking the time out with us. We're looking forward to your calls next month on Fox Sports Midwest.
Good to be with you guys. You bet. Thanks.
Thank you. That's Ricky Horton, former Cardinal here on 101 ESPN.